Okay, Carol.
10:02, that appears to be a good starting time. I'd like to welcome all of you to the annual meeting of the Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water Company. A special welcome to those of you that were recently elected to the board, and we'll get to that in a moment. Welcome to all the shareholders. Stand by. Welcome to all the shareholders that are currently are listening. Jeannie?
I'm listening.
Could we please call the roll?
Bob McGinnis.
Here.
Sharon Tobias.
Here.
Andy Rich.
Here.
Phil Covert.
Here.
Jeff Jones.
Here.
Absent is Dan Crosby. We also have Tyler Mayo, Dave Hicks, Kathy Powell, Andrew Ramos, and me.
Thank you. Would you please show Dan Crosby is excused in the minutes?
Oh, hold on. I don't know that I can do that, but yes, I know what you're meaning.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's my last meeting, so.
Yeah.
It's rejected. Item next is Dave Hicks, the current general manager. As I look at my watch, the next few hours, and
Yeah.
Him introduce the employees and guests.
Okay. Well, this will be my last annual meeting. I am retiring, as everyone knows, and Tyler Mayo will be taking my place. Tyler has been working for us for 8 years as a treatment plant and distribution operator. He knows the day-to-day operation of our company and has been learning the manager's job for the past few months. His intelligence, integrity, and demeanor will make Tyler a great manager for our company. Next, we're going to have Lee Schmid. She's our administrative operations manager. She runs the office, and she's running the meeting today. Kathy Powell, she's our accounts manager. She is the one that if when people call in, they're gonna be talking to Kathy. She does a great job. Our field staff is not on the meeting today, but we have Bill Hindley, who is our chief water master. Cody DeCoste is our assistant water master, and our new hire is Vince Grimes, assistant water master. Our system is manned 7 days a week. We have a on-call feature and for after hours. Our staff is there to help you with any problem you might have, water problem. I'd like to thank Jeannie Moultaw, well-known shareholder of Blue Lake Springs, for helping us with our election process. She volunteered her time to do that, and we're very grateful for that.
Thank you.
Now that was all I had for that.
Thank you very much. In a moment, I want to introduce Bill Covert. Bill handled the election process, or he volunteered to handle the election process this year. Somewhat volunteered, and we appreciate it. To that end, I want to recognize the newly elected. First is Jeff Jones, who was reelected. Jeff Jones, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
We have a couple of new board members. Want to specifically welcome them. John Dashner, who I believe. Can you hear me, John?
Yes, I can.
Okay. John is on the phone. Bruce Utter. Welcome to the both of you. Thank you for getting involved. You're in for a ride, I will tell you that. You're gonna enjoy it. He does not get overlooked. Andrew Ramos is our attorney. Andrew, thank you for everything you've done. With that, I will now introduce Bill Cover, the Director of Elections, and Bill will take your report.
Well, we needed a quorum for the election, and the quorum's calculated by subtracting the delinquent members, which was 27 this year, from the total membership or total number of shares, 2,039. So we had 2,012 eligible votes. And the way the bylaws are written, 25% of the shareholders in good standing are needed for the election quorum, which equals 503. And we received 512 votes. So it is an official election. Jeff Jones was reelected. He's an incumbent. And we can officially welcome John Dashner and Bruce Utter as new members of the board of directors of Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water Company. And I think we would also like to thank Craig Lutz for putting his hat in the ring and running for a director seat. So I think everyone is qualified to serve on the board, and but we just have a limited number of members. So I'd like to thank Craig. And I'm going to remind all the directors present that immediately after the conclusion of the annual meeting, we will hold the election of officers for 2021-2022 year. And this is an open meeting. The second meeting's open, and any shareholder wishing to attend is welcome. So that's my report.
Thank you very much. I'll entertain a motion to accept the results of the election.
I'll move to accept. Jeff?
I'll second that.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 No opposed, say nay. Thank you. Item next is the approval of the minutes from last year's annual meeting. And if it's, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the meeting of April 27th.
So moved. That was
Jeannie.
And the second was, I'm sorry?
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor of accepting the minutes of the annual meeting of June 27th, 2020, signify by saying aye.
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 And opposed, say nay.
Aye.
President's report. First and foremost, it's been an honor and a pleasure to serve you. I've enjoyed my tenure. I dare say other board members have enjoyed my tenure as well. And we'll be electing a new president a little later on this morning. The message to the to all of our shareholders continues to be around conservation. Everybody knows about the draft. I dare say that if you read the Bubbler or anything, our periodicals, you're probably tired of seeing the word conserve, 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 but I can't emphasize it strong enough. The state of California is going to be looking at all water companies within California, one, to ensure that they're on a metered system, and if they're not, that they're progressing towards one, because there's a due date in 2025. And they're going to be have a keen eye on any programs we have to promote conservation, to encourage conservation, and we do have some, and we're going to play those out as they're requested. I don't have a lot to say other than that. The work that we've done over the last two or three years or three and a half years on improving our system will translate to conservation on our part, because we've cut the leakage down dramatically. So as a company, we're going to save all the water we can and guarantee a use at a later time. We ask all the shareholders to please think about being a smarter use of water, conserve what you can, and we'll all enjoy water later on as the year progresses. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Bob.
general manager.
Before I start mine, I'd like to thank Bob for being our president. And I've worked closely with Bob over the years, and he has helped me a lot. And I just appreciate him a lot. And I just want to thank him for that. And I'll start my report now. In 2020, we completed the USDA Infrastructure Improvement Project. We installed new water mains, service boxes, fire hydrants. We have 174 fire hydrants total now, which is great, a lot more than we had. We also put in a new pump station, which allows us to move water between our two large storage tanks. Makes it a lot better for us there. I would like to thank all the shareholders who connected to their new service boxes on a prompt, timely manner. It really helped us out a lot that we finished this off, because we were able, on May 10th, we shut off just about all of our old mains are now off. And that marks the end of that, the old era of undersized water mains and very few fire hydrants. Now we have many more hydrants and up to code water mains. We're going to have a few smaller projects coming up that need to be done over the next few years. Hopefully we'll get that going. Unit 13, Cypress Point Drive area, going back in there, we're going to have to replace the lines and the service boxes there in the next probably 10 to 15 years, so that needs to be planned for. I'd like to say that every house now, everyone is metered, as mandated by the state. You're supposed to meter everyone, and now that we all are, your meters are, they have no internal moving parts, and they're electronic, and they are, read electronically with a drive-by system. So now I'm going to move on to a subject that's very important, and that's regulators, pressure regulators. I have one in my hand here. I can get it. There it is. Whoop. Pressure regulator. Every house should have a pressure regulator installed. This keeps the house pressure at a safe level, about 55 to 60 pounds per square inch. Many new pressure regulators were provided by our company as part of the infrastructure improvement project. Most were located in a box next to the service box that supplies water to your house. Maintenance and replacement of these regulators is the homeowner's responsibility. If you have a question about your pressure regulator or your house pressure, please call the office and we will help you with that. The drought. Let's talk about the drought. All indications show that the drought is coming. The governor issued a drought emergency declaration on May 10th. We have a drought action plan. Currently, we are in stage one, which is a voluntary reduction in use. Some of the easiest ways to reduce water is to, number one, fix leaks. If you have a dripping faucet or a leaking toilet, actually a lot of water goes through those little leaks. So that's one way. And you install some low-flow shower heads and faucet aerators, low-flow toilets, which we do have. Our company has a rebate for installing low flow toilet, so you may want to think about that. Landscaping should be designed to, with the conservation in mind, instead of a big sprinkler head, you might want to install drip. We're just asking that everyone be aware of your usage. We all have meters now. You can monitor your average usage. We can show you how to read the meter, or you can use your bill that you get every 2 months that will tell you how much water you've used in that time. Or you can feed the meter. We can show you how to do that. But to be aware of how much water you're using is very important now with this looming drought. The state has not put mandatory restrictions in place yet, so we are going to stay in stage one for a while. We will monitor our usage going into the summer months and determine whether to go into stage two of our drought plan. Stage two has a few more mandatory restrictions in place, so we'll see how that goes. Please turn off the water to your home when you leave, even if it's for just a few days, even if it's in the summer, because we've seen water in houses, pipes break in houses, which caused a lot of damage to the house. And by shutting the water off when you leave, you will be protecting your home against water damage and costly water leaks, because you got to pay for the water too that goes through the meter. Our water supply for usage and fire protection is good going into the summer months. Half of our system is supplied by wells, and the water levels in those wells are adequate. Very good right now. The other half of our system is supplied by surface water purchased from CCWD, Calaveras County Water District. We are in negotiations with them to purchase additional capacity, which will be needed in future years. Our two large storage tanks ensure that we have over 1 million gallons of water in storage at all times. I think that's all I have. Yes, that's all I have for my report. Okay, and I thank you all. I feel very lucky that I was able to work in this company and up here in this beautiful place for 34 years. And I'm going to go and do some fun stuff now.
Well, we wish you a great retirement, Dave. You've been a great asset to the company.
Thank you, Andy.
Congratulations, Dave. You've earned it.
Thanks.
Any other questions or comments to the general manager?
Enjoy retirement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you will.
Thanks, Shannon.
Dave, thanks for everything you've done. Truly, thank you.
Thank you, Dave. You've done an outstanding job for 34 years.
Thanks, John.
Item next is the Treasurer's Report. Sharon?
Okay, so, Lee, can you post that thing I sent? If not, I'll just read it anyway. I know I was very non-committal earlier.
There you go.
So it's just one page, so it's short. So last year, at the end of May 2020, our bank account balances totaled $0.848 million. As of May 31st, 2021, our bank account balances were at $1.498 million, and our reserve account balances were at $1.349 million. That was due to being reimbursed from the USDA loan for purchases and that we made, and paying the engineering firm and other things. And I think Tom may talk about this later. Our May month end balance sheet, our total assets were at $20.269 million, with our total liabilities at 12.6 $3.345 million plus our shareholder equity at $7.924 million, which equals the total assets at $20.269 million. Our total expenses through May of 2021 have been $546,000, which is 34% of our annual budget. And that's really good since we're 5/12 through the year. We haven't used up, our expenses haven't achieved that level. Our primary expenditures through May from the last annual meeting were our operating fixed costs, such as salary, wages, insurances, benefits, taxes, office expenses, supplies and maintenance, purchasing water from CCWD, and purchasing generators for the wells and the office in preparation of PSPS power outages. We signed our USDA loan in January of 2021, and we reimbursed the water company for expenditures incurred during the project. And we established our long-term asset reserve count, as I indicated above. The remainder of 2021 focus is, in addition to the ongoing operating costs, we'll finish some smaller projects that were not included in the water distribution system project. So, that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments of the treasurer? Item next is the Long Range Planning Committee report. Tom?
Hi, everybody. So the detail that shows in here was primarily intended for shareholders that might join or want to read it on our website. Much of it we've discussed for several months. So I'll try to go through it at more of a summary level if I can. But so on this first page, these first four pages will just show where the long-range planning focus was primarily over the last year. The first item here was to provide oversight support to our management and staff on the USDA project. So we provided engineering support, financial support, helping make decisions on the extra projects that were recommended and all the change orders that ensued. So as of June of last year, the project completion date was estimated to be around the September-October timeframe. You can see there the final outcome that it closed on January 20th, 2021, so several months later. Mazingo's status as of June 2020, their contract value was what's being shown there, $8.658 million. Of that, they were 87% spent, so they were about $7.5 million spent at the time. Based on the extra projects that we did perform those last several months, their ending contract value was $9,049,852. MC Engineering, at June 2020, their contract value was $2,057,801. They were 95% spent at about $1.9 million, and their contract ended up being $2.240 million. Sharon alluded to a minute ago, we were eligible for reimbursements at close. As of June 2020, we reported last year that we were estimating about $1.896 million in reimbursements. The reimbursements actually amounted to $1,921,000. You can see there the distribution of those reimbursements. Restricted Reserves Fund, Capital Asset Reserves Fund, and operating accounts that were reimbursed. A few other USDA project notes. The initial construction span was estimated at 18 months. The final construction span was 27 months. Interim loan interest estimate at the beginning of the project was $432,000. The final interim loan interest only amounted to $375,000. Construction span increased due to weather delays and 9 new scope tasks that were added per our request, valued at over $700,000, and which were all completed within the total USDA allocation. Savings in the interim loan interest were due to a few things. One, we funded approximately 50% of MC Engineering's work for over 2 years. We funded all the meter, transmitter, and PRV purchases out of our operating budgets. And three, there was a 50% decrease in loan interest rates over that 27-month span. So all of those factors helped us get that interim loan interest down to the $375,000. The final USDA cost breakdown, you can see there, construction amounted to 74%, and the engineering was 18%, interest 3%, and the parts purchases that were reimbursed or covered within the $12,226,000 were 5%. So that was the total value of our loan, $12,226,000. The next page. Another focus area. Over the past year, there's a lot of work done on the development of the asset management plan with MC Engineering. As of July of last year, we had completed calculating the database replacement cost values based on each asset's estimated end of life. They were tabulated by asset category and compiled into a time phase table reflecting the cost to replace at 10-year increments. If you look at the Excel file that is the asset management plan database, it's several hundred line items long. So it's a very, very detailed listing of all of our assets. And as it mentions there, they're tabulated by asset category and also by sections within our development. The final database values will be reviewed and updated annually based on all asset upgrades and replacements that have been performed during the last year. So that was based on a discussion Dave and Billy and I had last year. We went through a process that we're going to look at that detailed report, document everything that's been either upgraded, repaired, or replaced, and document that in there so that we can show new asset end-of-life dates for those items, which will in turn affect the ongoing replacement costs that were calculated. The long-range plan as we worked through the USDA project completion was to arrive at a recommendation of multiple financial options that would fund our asset management plan requirements. In September, we presented examples of 20-year, 40-year, and 90-year funding plan options that had varying levels of annual funding requirements, and those were presented to the board. At that time, our recommendation that was agreed to by the board was to hold off on proposing full funding process until the completion of the USDA project. The initial allocation that you saw on the previous page, Capital Asset Reserves Fund, at the USDA closeout, got the asset management plan funding process started. Our funding plan goal is to develop options that are sufficient enough to meet our critical needs, which would be the highest risk assets, while being financially affordable within our annual and long-term budget forecasts, and hopefully avoid the need for any assessments down the road. Since January 2020, at the close of the USDA project, we've been reviewing our long-term reserves plan versus liabilities. We are currently in the process of analyzing and prioritizing all identified liabilities, including the asset management plan requirements and obtaining some firm cost estimates in some of the areas. We will use this information to determine an affordable asset management plan funding option over the next few months. Next page deals with where we stand on accumulating water meter usage data through our studies. We recently updated our information through the end of 2020. I know that Sharon has obtained data, I believe, through May of 2021, which we will go through that data and compile it, analyze it, and update our findings through there. But we've been collecting usage data for over 4 years, and I'm just showing three of those years here. But as you can see on the notes on the right side, if you look at the percentages per tier and the average cubic foot amounts per tier, that they're very close if you go year to year. You know, for example, under 350 cubic feet per month, you see the readings there are 77%, 79%, 79%. And the average usage is 98 cubic feet, 96, and 97. And you can see in the yellow below each table, the sample sizes have grown from 605 to 850, and this for 2020, average sample size was 1,443, or approximately 84% of residents. So even with the increased sample sizes, the values have stayed pretty consistent. I mentioned there that the overall cubic foot amount has been decreasing each year, down from 288 in 2018 down to 251 in 2020. The percentage using less than 350 cubic feet per month, which is our allocation, is nearly the same for all 3 years. Approximately 79%. Pardon? I can't hear you. Is somebody saying something?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, approximately 79% of the readings for all 3 years were below 350 cubic, or 350 cubic foot allotment, and only using about 30% of the water. So almost 80% of the people only account for 30% of the water usage. For all years, only the three summer months, which are July, August, September, averaged over 350. In 2020, the data shows that approximately 20% of residents are using more than the 350 allotment, but consuming about 70% of the water. One favorable trend that I did notice is the highest tier, those using over 1,400 cubic feet per month, shows a decrease from 4% to 2% of the readings, and 32% down to 25% of the cubic foot usage. So it's coming down a little bit in that highest level. So currently, now that we're in 2021, all the meters have been installed. The usage levels and trends will continue to be collected and analyzed throughout this year to determine the future consumptive rates for 2022 and beyond. So more work to be done there. Next page. The other area that we were involved in was toward the latter part of last year, helping management and staff with the rate structure development for this year and beyond. We provided recommendations for the operating budget and rate structure. At that time, the Long Range Planning Committee recommended no change to the overall rate structure principles, which are shown in the bullets below. The rate structure will continue to be cost-based, Rates will collect fixed costs from fixed charges and variable costs from metered rates. There will be no change in the base rate water allocation of the 350 cubic feet per month, and no change in metered rates for uses greater than the base allocation. Note, adjustments to metered rates will be analyzed and adjusted as necessary after collecting usage data for several months now that we have 100% of the meters connected. So the loan payment was included in the shareholders' overall rate. Rates will fund required levels of system maintenance and capital replacements, and rates will account for maintaining a sufficient reserve fund. The next page talks about our ongoing forecast for this year. The primary focus will be on both short-term and long-term financial planning and management to ensure we maintain our strong financial position. Factors we must take into account that will make this a challenging task include developing plans to cope with another potential drought, as well as funding our long-term capital asset requirements. Based on everything you read, there's no doubt that this drought is going to become more and more serious as we go through the rest of this year. There's all indications that this could be an extended drought again, like we've had in the past. So that's definitely an area we need to stay on top of. And we will be working with Calaveras County Water District to review and hopefully negotiate some measures that will definitely account for that. So the bullets there as part of the focus here will be to update our multi-year cash flow analysis, which will validate the current and forecasted health of our reserves as identified and established in our reserve fund policy. That also includes the asset management plan requirements. We'll assist Blue Lake Springs in the asset management plan annual database updates that I mentioned earlier, and implementation of asset replacements and repairs. We'll continue to collect and develop and analyze meter usage data for consideration in the development of future rate structures. With 100% meters, we will definitely look into whether or not more emphasis needs to be put on usage in our rate structure. And we'll continue to review and make recommendations for future operating budgets and expenses in order to help minimize shareholder rate increases. And the next page, it talks about one of those main focus areas, which is managing our reserve assets and liabilities. So there'll be a lot of focus on the ongoing planning and management of our long-term reserves budget against commitments and spending. Maintaining a sufficient long-term reserve budget based on our known potential liabilities will be a challenge. Based on all the data that we have, it looks like our potential reserve liabilities outweigh assets. Careful planning and thought-out decisions on how we prioritize spending to meet our most critical long-term liabilities will be necessary. The goal will be to maintain a sufficient reserve budget with as minimal an impact to shareholder rates as possible. Below is just a summary review of the more significant potential reserve liabilities. As Sharon mentioned earlier, we do have some remaining smaller unfunded USDA project tasks. At the time that we put this information together, that was estimated to be about $146,000. We're currently in the process of updating information and estimates. That $146,000, a couple of those have been done since then, and we've also added new tasks or projects that we're currently working on estimates for. So that dollar amount is a TBD, and hopefully in the next month or so here we can get firm estimates on that and start working that into this plan. The next item was a work truck, which was already purchased, and the backhoe, and we're still in the process of reviewing the backhoe necessity and whether or not we move forward with that. Third item there, potential purchase of additional CCD water capacity. Last year, we went over our monthly allocation during the summer months, and we've had discussions with CCWD. They gave us a waiver last year, but that waiver is no longer going to be allowed. So we definitely need to stay on top of this. I know Dave and his staff have been working with CCWD on trying to reach an agreement on what the cost of additional capacity would be. So far, what we've seen is if we need to purchase additional capacity, say 100,000 gallons would increase our capacity cost by about $800,000. We've had some preliminary discussions with CCWD about potentially purchasing, if the need is to purchase more capacity, to possibly purchase it incrementally over, say, a four-year span, which would be about $200,000 a year. The last item there is the asset management plan funding. As I mentioned, we'll review the different year plans. I mentioned there's a 10-year plan, 20-year plan, and a 40-year plan. Other options can be developed based on the data that we have. The example there shows the 40-year plan amounts to about $150,000 per year that we would need to try to incorporate into our budgets. As Dave mentioned, in the next 10 to 15 years, we have the Unit 13 Cypress Point area main lines. You know, that area alone is probably a couple million dollars. So that's one of the biggies that we need to start saving for. As I mentioned, we've already got a start on some of our reserves, which will help. But this area is definitely going to require frequent review between the Long Range Planning Committee and management and staff to make sure we stay on top of it. That's all I have. Any questions?
Oh, yeah. Nicely presented, as always.
Thank you.
Are there any questions or comments about the long-range planning report? Are there any questions or comments from any members of the board on any matter that's been discussed this morning?
No.
We have at least one visitor that I can see, perhaps more. Do the visitors have any questions at all?
If they do, they're all muted.
They're what?
They're all muted.
But they can hear. They can hear us, though.
Hi, okay. Joe.
Hey, Joe Morgan, how are you? Are there any?
You're muted.
Are there any other items to come before the board? Hearing none, I have some. If you indulge me, first of all, is thank you to all. Thank you, especially to the board for their commitment. To the new board members, I have a couple of humble suggestions. One, that you reach out to the general manager to ensure that you get a tour of our facility. So when the meetings come, you have an absolute grasp on what is being discussed and what we're talking about. It'll help your position immensely.
if you're a member of the board of directors, I can tell you what you're not. You're not a listing of names in the upper left-hand corner of our correspondence. You're an active working group that helps present some guidance to the manager and the function of the company. You all have an expertise you bring to the job, and I can promise you we're going to use it. And thank you for reaching out. Thank you for getting involved. And thank you for what you're about to do. Andrew Ramos, thank you for your guidance. Andrew's job is to keep me specifically and most of us within what I call between the goalposts. In other words, in the legal part of the playing field. You've done a remarkable job at that. And as we can attest, we've all done everything by the law.
Almost. Thanks so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Almost. Tom, I can't thank you enough for the effort that you and Long Range Planning put into your effort. You'll recall that you and I sat down, and I've lost track of how many years ago when you first came on the board. And I said to you, you know, we ought to put together a strategic planning committee to look into the future. And from that came the Long Range Planning Committee and its adoption of board members and people out of the user area to sit down and to look forward. If we want historians, we'll hire those, but long-range planning people are looking into the future, and Tom, you and your team have done an incredible job, and I thank you for that.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Sharon. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Jeff.
And to the staff, you guys do a great job. You just do. And as you know, that not everybody is thrilled with paying water bills. They're thrilled with using our water, but they don't want to pay for it. That's kind of a nasty part of the business, but we'll take care of the business. We will take care of that business, and we have. I always swell with a little bit of pride when I talk about the work you guys do, all of you. You manifested last Friday, certainly with absolute pinoche, and I wish you all the best into the future. Are there any other items to come before the board?
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for your leadership and commitment. You've been a role model for the board, and your knowledge and input and experience has been invaluable, and we will miss you, buddy.
Thank you, Andy.
Here, here.
I'd like to come.
Here. I will miss you guys as well.
I'd like to thank you, Bob, as a member of the community and as long as I've known you, for your true commitment and your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. If there are no other items to come to the board, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting and to move into the next phase, the organizational meeting. So the motion is to adjourn the annual meeting and to open the organizational meeting.
So move. Bob, can I make one comment before that?
One second, please. There was a motion by... Who moved the
I did, Andy.
Okay, and the second?
Jeff will second.
Okay. Before we vote, Joe, go ahead.
I just want to compliment the whole team of what we've accomplished, because I read all kinds of water companies that have aging piping and go small and large. And here we did all of that. We replaced our whole system with a highly upgraded technology, and we did it on schedule, and just amazing. And I think we got a congratulations to all of you who worked together to make that happen, because it was an eight year long term project that took a lot of people, a lot of talent, and certainly a lot of technology. So anyway, congratulations to all of everybody.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you for your kind words. There's a motion and a second to adjourn the organizational meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. We'll open the organizational meeting, which is the first item is the election of officers. And to that end, I'd like to nominate Sharon Tobias for the position of president.
I'd like to second that nomination.
You two are on my list.
Well, you're going to get about as much time as I've always gotten.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
I already wrote her name in the...
it's already in the books. I mean...
4, 5, 2. I didn't know that. Okay.
All those in favor of the nomination of Sharon Tobias to be president of the board of directors of the Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water Company signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. it's all yours, Sharon. Thank you so much. The first items of your presidency are to complete the listing of our volunteers to the position of vice president, secretary, treasurer, and so forth and so on.
Oh, I thought you finished that part too. I didn't realize that.
Okay, well, I'll shepherd you through it.
Okay, great.
Andy Rich is currently the sitting vice president, and before he can say I don't want to do it anymore, I'd nominate Andy Rich for vice president.
I would second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome, Bob.
Yeah, I'll bet I am.
Your name is already written on my sheet of paper, Andy, so.
Okay. The position of secretary and treasurer is frequently attached, although it can be treated separately. I would offer to you that if we get a volunteer, that you handle both. And if you need a sense of what the scope is like, if you contact our new sitting president, she'd be happy to explain it to you. But at the present moment, I'm looking for a volunteer. Before you're volunteered. The silence is overwhelming. If someone has a recommendation, we'll take it now.
Well, who amongst the board has a financial background or strength in finance?
Well, I didn't have one, and I think I did okay. So...
So who do you want to pick, Sharon?
I think I would suggest someone who's been on the board. So at least they've seen everything for the first year, and then next year if a newer member wants to do it, wants to volunteer. So Jeff or Bill, I'm pretty open.
Or Dan?
Or Dan. Dan's not here.
There we go.
There we go.
All right.
Nominate Dan.
Got it. For both.
All right.
Okay.
That's kind of mean, but I think that's how I ended up on the board. So.
Bob, too.
Oh.
Okay, the remaining three positions are those that are directors, and they're already accounted for. So the president is Sharon Tobias, vice president Andy Rich, Dan Crosby, congratulations. He's on a cruise someplace in the Caribbean. I'll get a hold of him.
Well, let me chime in here.
Okay.
Nothing against Dan, but his absence, he hasn't been able to defend himself, which I understand might be a benefit to the rest of the board, but I would personally reach out to Jeff or to Bill and see if they might be interested at all in or willing, maybe not interested, but willing to take on that mantle.
I will tell you, if I could, that Dan did get a hold of me via messages and said that he would like to see Bill Cover as a secretary-treasurer.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
What does Bill Cover think of that?
Well, I mean, I Yeah, I'll do it if Dan doesn't.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill. Thank you. I saw him.
Jeff has to let me win when we play golf, though. That's the only.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Then you be it.
I don't have the financial background at all.
Well, that's all right. Bill's already volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
A motion to accept Bill Cover as Secretary Treasurer.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All those all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay, and Bill, you don't get to vote against yourself. Thank you very much. There are three committee appointments. These appointments are done in concurrence with the board. Long-range planning currently is Sharon Tobias, Andy Rich, and Jeff Jones. The long-range planning committee calls for three members from the board. We want to keep it off the issue of there any more than three would be considered a quorum. And I know Andrew would appreciate what I'm about to say, that with a quorum, we have to advertise, not that we're opposed to advertising, but with four or more members on the long-range planning, we'd have to treat their gathering in a different way. And to keep it simpler, we've restricted it to three, plus at the call of the chair of the long-range planning to engage a couple of members out of the community, which they have done. So
as a point of discussion, since Sharon is taking on the presidency role, and thank you very much for volunteering, Sharon, I wonder if one of our new board members might ought to join the long-range planning committee to develop the long-term continuity of the committee as opposed to keeping it static as it currently stands.
I would volunteer for that position.
You will, or you're volunteering your partner there? You're volunteering.
How about Bruce?
Got it.
Yeah, I could do that too.
Andy Rich or Jeff Jones, do you want to stay on the committee? Because we only need three.
I'm more than willing to stay.
Yes, am I.
Andy, you're going to stay on the committee, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Andy Rich, Jeff Jones, and John Dashner. And the board is not, we don't have to affirm that by motion. That's the call of the long-range planning chair.
Mention that Joe Morgan, or ask Joe if he still wants to be on long range.
Bob Schneider.
Is Joe still on?
Yes.
The call?
Yes, he is. He came back on.
But he's muted. Joe, unmute yourself. Earth to Joe.
Push the button.
You're muted.
There he is.
Joe, thanks for volunteering to continue on the committee.
I'll continue for at least to the end of the year, if not for the whole year, if you need me.
Well, when we're talking about a year, we're talking about the fiscal years. That'll be till this time in 2022, and thank you very much. Salary and benefits. Andy, you want to stay with that?
Yeah, I would add that, again, for longer-term continuity, since, we've got a lot of change happening with the board this year, obviously, with your departure, then with Bruce and John joining, that, since John has, volunteered for long range, maybe Bruce can join me on these other two, to aid the debt, shadow, learn.
Bruce, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
What it amounts to is a little bit of homework, or a lot of bit of homework in October, November, in preparation of the December board meeting and the setting of the budget and covering matters having to do with salary and benefits for the employees.
Yeah. With Andy's help, I can do it.
Excellent. Okay. Are there any other members to come before the board?
Did you do the personnel policy committee, or does that not exist?
Yeah, but you know, I would again propose that you know,
Bruce,
you know, join me in continuing that, which has been kind of de minimis activity.
Okay.
Okay. So Sharon, it's back to you. Your job at this point is to conclude the meeting.
You think I can do that?
Or to cover your acceptance speech.
You know, I didn't prepare one, so I'm just...
That's okay. No one will be brokenhearted, I can promise you.
So our next meeting is tentatively scheduled for July 10th. And I don't know if everybody, if that date works for everybody. Normally we meet the second Saturday of the month. And we're meeting every other month now. We only meet 6 times a year.
Correct.
So does that date still work for people, the new board members?
It does not work for me.
Okay.
I can be there. It does work for me.
It works for me.
Okay. Sharon, will these be in-person meetings or on Zoom?
I think this one will be on Zoom because I'm not sure where I'm going to be. At least I'll be Zooming in. I think, can we start meeting in person now? I don't even know what the rules are anymore.
The rules are likely to change after June 15th, but we don't know in which way, and there's some complications regarding employees and things that are still being worked out by Cal/OSHA. So the answer is stay tuned, but likely, yes. Most of my clients are starting to meet again in person starting in July.
Okay.
We just have a few issues to work out that we can't know at this point.
My personal bias is towards Zoom only because it's, you know, really convenient and, you know, it's, I can wear my bedroom slippers to the meeting.
God.
Right. Is it possible to do Zoom? Well, never mind. It's not really. To do a hybrid version, but that's pretty hard with a bunch of computers in one room. So anyway, all right. Well, I think we'll stick with the July 10th. And if we're not going to get a quorum, if you guys could let me know if you can't attend, I will say it's my birthday and I don't really want to be there on that day, but we'll figure something out. So, so I guess the next thing is to adjourn. We need a motion to adjourn.
So.
Second.
Well, I can't vote on it. You don't need a vote.
We don't need a vote? Okay.
No, it's Robert's rules. All right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Bob.
That's okay. It's, I was trying to remember when I came on the board and I can't. But I think
that long ago.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago. Yeah. Yeah,
you did a fantastic job, Bob, keeping them on the straight and narrow like a railroad.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, John.
And you have big shoes.
Hope to see you up in Arnold.
We'll be there.
Okay.
I look back at our back trail and we started in the back room of the HOA facility, and then they ceremoniously, although they deny it, they kicked us out. One of the better moves we made was buying a bank. We're the only water company I know that owns a bank of our own. And I still think there's some marketing we can do. I'd be happy to volunteer as a member of the water company to do that.
Would you like to be on the long-range planning committee?
Excellent. Great idea.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Just because you're president doesn't mean you can order me around. Yes, I would. I'd volunteer for that.
Nice.
All right. Excellent.
And as I look back, it was the glue that held us all together was the commitment you guys made. and it just worked. And I bumped into one of our critics over the weekend, who has just nothing but praise for everything we do. And that wasn't always the case, but it doesn't make any difference. It's where we are and where we're going, and believe where we've been for the historians. And God bless you all. I thank you. I thank you for everything. I just do.
So did Bob just volunteer for the chair of the Long Range Committee?
Oh,
that's a scam. No, I didn't hear that part.
I did. Tom just said it.
Yeah,
he voted on it. So.
Listen, go ye forth. Thanks for everything.
Thank you for everything, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll see you all later.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.